This is the parallax for Saturday, May 2, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with abortion access. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a unanimous ruling Friday that temporarily halts the mailing and teleprescribing of mifepristone across the United States. The decision reinstates in-person dispensing requirements and affects what currently accounts for more than 60% of all abortions in the U.S. health system. How this is being covered tells you a lot about the different lenses through which outlets view this ruling. NPR focuses on the restriction of one of the most common means of abortion in the U.S., while Axios describes it as a major win for the anti-abortion movement. Fox News emphasizes that the court blocked mifepristone mail distribution nationwide, ending pandemic-era rules, while the Daily Wire calls it a major legal victory for the pro-life movement. Mother Jones, by contrast, describes a right-wing court moving to choke off abortion by mail. Legal analysts expect the ruling will be appealed to the Supreme Court. Turning to the broader political climate, thousands of demonstrators participated in more than 3,000 events across the country Friday as part of May Day Strong, a coalition calling for what they framed as an economic blackout. No school, no work, no shopping. Marches were held outside institutions, including the New York Stock Exchange, and organizers included calls to abolish ICE amid $70 billion in proposed immigration enforcement funding. The Guardian reports thousands joined an economic blackout with walkouts and marches, while Al Jazeera highlights the calls to tax the rich and abolish ICE. Fox News takes a different angle, reporting that approximately 600 groups with $2 billion in combined revenue mobilized the roughly 3,000 events, and noting the coalition involves what it describes as communist organizations and Democratic Party committees. The Daily Wire reports the event count is more than double last year's total. In related news, the Supreme Court's ruling in Louisiana v. Calais this week, striking down a majority black congressional district, has triggered an intense political battle over redrawing electoral maps. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry suspended the state's congressional primary, even after early voting had already begun, to allow new maps to be drawn. Democrats in multiple states are now accelerating their own redistricting plans ahead of 2028. Axios reports the ruling has nullified some Democratic resistance that prevented extreme gerrymanders this cycle, with some legislators now considering redistricting as a response. The Guardian reports the ACLU filed suit to block Louisiana's governor from suspending the primary elections. Meanwhile, Newsmax reports the ruling has given Republican officials in several states new grounds to redraw voting districts, amplifying an already intense national redistricting battle. Overseas, a major constitutional question is playing out around the War Powers Act. Friday marked the 60th day since President Trump notified Congress of U.S. and Israeli strikes against Iran. Trump sent a letter to congressional leaders claiming hostilities have terminated due to a ceasefire, arguing the clock has reset and no congressional authorization is needed. Iran submitted a new peace proposal through Pakistani mediators, but Trump told reporters he was not satisfied with its terms. The U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz remains in place. The Pentagon says it has denied Iran nearly $5 billion in oil revenue. The Guardian reports Trump's letter claimed hostilities had terminated and notes Democrats pushed back sharply, with some calling his statements questionable. The BBC includes historical context, noting both Bush's and Reagan's sought congressional authorization for wars, while Obama and Clinton did not. Axios reports Iran's response signals diplomacy is not entirely frozen, while Fox News notes that legal experts say ongoing military operations complicate the administration's argument about resetting the War Powers clock. Newsmax reports Trump stated the War Powers Act itself is unconstitutional. The economic impact is mounting. MarketWatch reports regular unleaded gasoline has risen nearly 50% since the start of the Iran war to $4.42 a gallon. It now costs $160 to fill up America's top-selling vehicle. That economic pressure is having real consequences. Spirit Airlines announced Friday it is permanently ceasing operations after 34 years, becoming the first major U.S. airline to fold in decades. That's the Parallax for Saturday, May 2. Thanks for listening.